Hello and welcome to another episode of She-Devil's Gone Wild, the World of Warcraft podcast that we do because, frankly, we don't really have lives. We're nerds. We're computer geeks. And, you know, for some reason, we think we're witty. So, hey, have fun.
at least in our own minds.
Minds? Yeah,
pretty much. This week, we have a wonderful lineup for you. We have Bree, because I can't imagine doing one of these things without Bree. We have Deckion of Deckion's Place with us. Say something, Deck.
Hey, hey.
And doesn't he sound handsome, too, ladies?
It's all an illusion, trust me.
And last but certainly not least, we have Mandy with us. Mandy was the one would say winner because she was the first name drawn in the Raid for the Cure raffle, and she was the crazy person who actually wanted to be on the podcast. So welcome, Mandy.
Great. She's like, I agreed to come on the show. What was I thinking? Oh no. Can I like log off? Wait, can I do an alt 4 quick and just like pretend that I lost connection? Let me see. Sorry.
Hey, it's better than I expected. I expected somebody to be like quiet and go, come on. Is somebody there? Somebody there?
Hello? I saw it as a blatant opportunity to advertise my guild.
Ah, there.
Oh, wait. Did you want to do a shout out to your guild?
Of course, they're all insane and lovely, and for whatever reason, seem to like Khadgar, which is a shitty server.
Well, you know, if you'd like to pimp a products, your guild, a blog, by all means, feel free. Because if you're brave enough to admit that you actually were on this show, we're more than happy to have you say it.
Actually, I'm pretty sure my guild would kill me if I didn't mention Soulbound.
Okay, well, Soulbound. You said on the Khadgar server?
Yeah, Alliance side.
Alliance?
Because we're special.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
Hey, we're all Alliance. Don't worry.
I have so many friends, so give me a new one for being Alliance.
Now, wait a second, though. We're not all Alliance here, because after all, I do have my horde.
Yeah, you have characters I know on the other side. I understand.
That's all right. I feel for you. My first characters were horde.
Am I the only one that never really had a high-level horde character? I guess so.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Fine. I'm just one of those people that likes one side, and I stick to one side, and I really don't feel like the need to go and check out the other side. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but after 4 or 5 years, you kind of get a little bored of the same old, same old.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Even though I still haven't forgiven Deck for showing up with his troll hunter at the Raid for the Cure with his freaking sonic spear dancing in front of me just to mock me.
Oh God! Here, you want one better? You want one better? My level 80 paladin is doing the Karazhan attunement, and you know I had to go in and I had to kill Murmur.
Don't you tell me that thing dropped up for you. Don't you tell me.
My paladin is now dual wielding his sonic spear. Thank you very much.
Oh man, the many curse words that just came to the top of my tongue. Oh jeez.
Oh yeah. What's even better is Alistia was in there with me, and we both had the achievement pop up after we killed Murmur, since neither of us had ever stepped in Shadow Labyrinth with our characters before. and then I looted it, and she said, you know, Bree is really going to be angry if you equip that. I said, well, I'd better keep that, huh? Do you think I ought to put the plus 85 attack power enchant on that?
Screw you all. That's it. All right. Screw you and the horse you came on, because that's freaking wrong, all right? It's wrong.
But Paladins
mocking
can use...
me. Mocking me with that.
Poster me with it.
Stupid spear. That spear, the bane of my goddamn existence, okay? I've stopped playing the game for a little while. This spear will haunt me for the rest of my life because it's been such a pain in the ass. It never dropped for me. Never. bastard.
Okay, so Mandy, getting back on the subject here. So what's your character name in Soulbound?
Thanathwin and Miralusa and Mishka.
Okay, so Thanathwin, who is, I notice, a level 80 druid. Night Elf. And Neurolosa is the guild leader there?
Yeah, she's my huntress. My only alt to ever make it to 80 at that time.
So let's see. Thanathwin the Diplomat. Feral Restoration dual spec, I see. Oh, very nice, very nice.
I got bored with her. I've had her since the beginning.
You're bored with your druid? All right, that's it. You're off the
I do not much on her, so. I have more fun with my hunter.
It happens, Mr. Hunter, Paladin, Shaman. It happens. Okay? Give the girls some slack.
Okay.
Jeez. Priest? I mean, how many girls do you have?
Okay. Did you ask me a question? Because you kind of fade out for a second.
No, I sort of cut Mandy off, so. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I have quite a few alts. I just tend to delete them after a while. I had two accounts just for my alts at one point.
Okay, well that's pretty crazy. Altitis. I've got a lot of alts. Deck.
Yeah,
I've lost track. Yeah, I've lost track of how many you got.
I've got alts on my kids' accounts because I didn't have room on mine anymore.
Oh, I love it. Get off the
other's account too. And then she started playing them.
Well, okay. Do you have alts? I mean, I'm just throwing this out there. Who here has an alt of one class and another alt of the exact same class on the same faction?
I do.
Me?
What do you have more than one of?
Druids for me. I have two of them.
Yeah, for me, it's hunters. I got two Alliance side and one Horde side.
Well, on the same server or different servers?
Well, the 72 Draenei is on one server, and the 70-something Troll and the 80 Draenei are on Kel'Thas.
Yeah, because I have two. I have two priests, but they're not on the same server. They're both 80, but they're not on the same server.
Good lord.
Well, for a while, I actually had two. I had a level 70 and a level 80 hunter, Draenei, same realm.
Wow. Okay. Were you testing out, like, what? Was this before dual spec, I hope?
Yes.
Okay. because if it wasn't, I'll be like, okay.
I ran out of stable slots.
Oh, you know what? Actually, that's a good idea.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good excuse. There's so many cool pets. It's like, I want them all.
No, I can understand that because before dual specs, you know, you may really like one spec for one thing, but then you wanted another spec for PvP or for raiding or whatever, and you would need a whole new tune for that instead of having to respec the same tune. So I can understand having two of the same class if you really like that class on the same server, but after dual spec, it's sort of like, why? You know? Especially with five stables.
Well, okay, with all these alts, you know, I know I have pretty much gotten to the point where I want to play my druid, but I still have my hunter, and now I've got my paladin, and, you know, shoot, I've got these other characters who are 72, 73 that I don't even want to try and level up because then that's even more competition. How do you handle altitis like this when you've got max level characters? And, hey, if you bring one person to the party who's going to be getting loot or emblems or something, everybody else ain't getting none. I mean, how do you figure out who you're going to play for content?
Yeah, being a guildmaster, I have to go with whatever the group needs rather than what I want. Not always fun, but it works for the best.
Yeah, been there, done that. Honestly, for me, I don't have any high level. This was more of an issue with me with BC because I had four level 70s in BC. but I only have one level 80 on the two realms that I used to play on, so it really didn't make a difference in that sense, because I would just get on the level 80. I didn't have another choice. But when I was in BC with the 70s, with the 470s, it was basically a combination of, I was a guild master then, so it was a combination of what the group needed, like what Mandy's saying, so I understand that. But also, if I had the opportunity to pick the one I felt like playing, then I could pick the one that I wanted. Often, my mage never saw the light of day, even when requested, because I hated playing my mage. So I'm like, if you really want AC, I'll bring my hunter, and I can trap, but I'm not doing any polymorph, sorry. So,
I applaud you for playing a mage. I can't play squishies. I've tried so hard, and I can't get him past level 22.
Yeah, she was my first tune, so I kept her for sentimental reasons, and then I decided it was time to break off the relationship. It wasn't working, so she moved. She went and started. Now she's seeing my husband, so she's with him now. I think she's much happier. So that's the way it goes there. But yeah, I think it depends on if you don't have a position in the guild that requires you to sort of step up and fill gaps, like what we were saying, then it really falls to what character do you want to focus on. And if not, if you don't have a specific character that you want to focus on for X reason, for raiding or for PvP or whatever, then it's the one that you're having the most fun with at the time. So if you are really into your paladin, then that's the one that you're going to want to play. So I think even if you have a lot of choices, you narrow it down by yourself without having to do a lot of calculating, unless you love them all, and then you're kind of screwed.
Now, Declan, you've been playing your priest just about every time I've seen you on Alliance side. Did you say you have another max level? You have a hunter that's 80 as well, Alliance side?
Yeah. I have a hunter, a death knight, and a priest that are max level Alliance side.
That shows you what a great guild leader I am. Oh, you've got characters in our guild? Oh, okay. That's
I knew about the hunter. Come on, man.
Funny, well, brought, you know, it. But honestly, every time I'm in an instance run with Deckian, you're bringing the priest. So did you just decide you wanted to gear that one up more?
Well, I looked at it, and the priest and the hunter were about equally geared. And because of dual spec, I can fill two different roles with the priest. So less gear goes to waste, less badges go to waste. So I'm just gearing that too.
Less gold goes to waste for you respecting back and forth. Hated that about PC.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know for myself, I'm kind of, you know, I love my druid, and I still focus on my druid as my first character, but our guild, go figure, the guild that Big Bear Butt is in attracts a lot of people who want to play tanks. So I'm finding my resto set on my druid to actually have better overall balance of high-level gear than my druid set, because that's what I allow myself to get called to play in groups more often on my druid. Bree, I believe your company's here.
Somebody's home.
That was perfect timing, like, and now for a sound effect.
Ooh, and I still want myself too, skills. Yeah, I ordered sushi.
Oh, man, sushi, what is it brought up?
Wait, you have home delivery sushi service?
Oh, yeah. We have some of the best sushi in the city.
Holy shit, where do you live?
London, Ontario. Good old Ontario.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. Crying here. Man, crying in Miami. Brie crying in Miami.
Sucks. Oh. Dude, I don't even have to call. I just use a website.
Alrighty then.
Alright, yeah. America, this is your wake-up call. The Canadians are... Okay, this is bullshit, man.
Well, you know what? You know what? It's cold up there. They gotta do it that way, okay? Can't really go out, alright?
I used to be a telemarketer when I was, like, 15, and now I hate using the phone, so I prefer to order online.
I'm there with you. I don't like talking to people. Yeah. Ironically, I'm on a podcast, but hey, I don't like talking to people.
On the subject of sushi, did anybody see the Amazing Race episode where they had to eat this the wasabi bombs to
no
on the Japanese game show? No.
Missed that one.
Sorry.
Okay, well, fine. You know what? You don't know what you're missing, but that's okay.
Wasabi. Yeah, I'm addicted to bones in house.
Oh. But okay, so that was actually the sushi, and that wasn't Bree's company.
Oh man, that's not fair. I can't have sushi for another 4 months. Jeez.
Oh, QQ.
Yeah, QQ. I miss it.
Okay. But no, okay. What the hell was I saying? Right. Oh yeah. Okay, let me shake the Etch-a-Sketch that is my memory here. Right, okay, so, you know, I've attracted so many people who love to tank, that, oh shit, somebody's whispering with a message.
Yeah, he was trying to be discreet about it, but that's okay, you screwed it up, uh-huh.
Okay, well, what were you trying to whisper? Because you know what, I'm not smart enough to be able to figure out.
It wasn't me, it's Dex saying that he's muted for a second, but that's okay. The whole effect is ruined now, but that's all right. You were talking about that the fact that your wrestle set is now better than your tanking set because you have a bunch of people who want to tank.
Well, I have a bunch of people who want to tank, who really enjoy it. And as much as I love it, I'm like, you know, if people want to take on the tanking challenge and have a great deal of fun doing Onyxia, all right, that's cool. So, although I will say that... I mentioned once that, wistfully, that I really would like to try tanking Onyxia just once, and Oliver and Gray kind of bullied me into actually doing it, and that was rather interesting, because whelps kind of suck when the first time you do it. It's like, okay, okay, they're coming that way, okay, they're coming over here, and oh, wow, okay. Well, there they are. So, yeah, but... yeah, it's I find myself, it's like Mandy said, you know, you want to do what the guild needs, and when the guild has a lot of people who really want to tank, then, you know, I know we've had a few times where it's like, okay, we've got tanks, do we have some DPS? Just need a DPS. One DPS. Come on, somebody wants a DPS. You can't all tank.
That'd be an interesting image.
Or heal in Deccan's case. The guild has kind of exploded pretty slowly.
I suppose in theory I could try tanking with my Death Knight, but that would just be bad.
Would it be humorous?
Possibly.
Okay.
Not for the healer.
Just warn me in advance and I'll fraps it.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, but, so, yeah, it's kind of funny. I'm like, okay, I should have better bear gear than this, but, what the heck, I can do it since I'm cool. And now we're going to have the Ice Crown instances come out, and everybody's stopping and going, I wonder if we're going to be okay going into there.
I think you guys will be fine.
I'm sure we will be. I'm sure we will be.
I was made in easy mode, at least the beginning stages.
But... as long as we're on the topic, let's talk a little bit. Mandy had suggested that she wanted to talk about social guilds and heroic guilds. Now, I've heard of raiding guilds and serious guilds, and I've heard of emo erotic guilds, but I have to admit, I haven't heard of heroic guilds before.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, and that'd be a shout-out to Blood for Blood there. Very emo and very erotic RP guild. They're going to kill me for that one. What is a heroic guild?
Well, I kind of loosely classify Soulbound as that because we do the occasional raid, but because so many of us have been playing the game so long, we're quite bored with raids. It's same in, same out, nothing changes. A little bit of heroic doesn't tie up your night and still do whatever, put the kids to bed, go drink, whatever. Fun stuff.
Or go drink and then put the kids to bed. If you can find them. Okay, so you did a lot of raiding, though, so you've seen that side of the game, and then just decided you wanted to cut back a little bit?
Back in BC, I was a hardcore raider. used to read about 8 hours a day every day for 3 months, and it gets tiring, and the drama llamas that go free in a reading guild, it's just not worth the bullshit. It's funner just doing heroics, less drama.
Okay, but was there something in the Wrath that helped you to that? I mean, was it just that there wasn't the challenge that you were looking for, or was it really just a question of, you know, let's eliminate the poison from the guild and focus ourselves a little bit less playtime oriented?
When we did focus heavily on raiding, it brought the wrong sort of people into the guild and the wrong sort of attitude. Life comes first outside of the game. And if you focus too much inside the game, you're not really... you've changed to your friends. And I don't want to create that kind of environment for my guildies.
That's fascinating. You know, I was in a guild that was like that, and my response was to leave that guild and form a new one, starting out from the ground up, setting the ground rules of saying, okay, we're just going to be social and have fun, and, you know, if we're going to do a raid or an instance or whatever, sure, you bring your A game, and, you know, you show up with your game face, but, you know, it's still casual. I mean, if you don't make it, you don't make it. You know, okay, that sounds wrong, because then it sounds like, well, you show up if you feel like it. If somebody signs up for a raid or something on the calendar, well, you expect they're going to either show up or say something in advance. But you know,
thing I noticed, actually, attendance for guilds that don't do raids as often tend to be more accurate than those who do it regularly. Because we were doing raids 8 hours a day, and the sign-ups for it was horrendous. And then I went back to Soulbound, and we do raids occasionally, and everyone who signed up generally would show up for that raid, and whether we were successful or we failed, we'd have a blast.
When you were raiding, were you having a situation where you always had enough people, or was it like, okay, we'll have 23 or 24, and we'll have to see how we fill it out?
We'd mostly fill it out. We didn't always have the situation where we had too many, but we'd always have the right mix, more or less. Wouldn't be the perfect mix, but it'd still be enough to do what we wanted.
Okay. I do know that's one of the things I had noticed from Legata McNovice is when they were trying to fill things out, but didn't quite always have 25 consistent people, we'd push and push to have people sign up on the raid forums, and there was always 3 or 4 people who wouldn't sign up, but would show up. And it didn't matter what you'd say, and it was pretty clear. They were like, well, you're not going to have enough anyway, so if I show up, you're going to take me. What are you going to do? You know, sit there with 23 people and not take me? You know, I got a spot. So, you know, I wonder if there's a certain amount of that in there.
Well, when Soulbound was about a year old, we actually had a bit of a guild alliance with, like, 3 other guilds. It was pretty popular at the time to do this. And I actually had a point where Gilby, he was fully aware of the raid time. And he knew that if he was not there, he would lose his raid position. And it was first come, first serve. I did not pull favorites, whether it was from the guild or whatever. If they were there on time, they got in the raid. And he absolutely snapped at us. He ended up getting banned from the game because of his reaction, because we would not give him his raid spot. He was late by, like, over an hour.
Nice.
Well, yeah, you know what? I'm sure he had a lot more issues in the real world.
Alrighty.
Yeah, it wasn't the first ban he got for it either. He's gotten at least 2.
Oh, wow. So round, so full, so tightly wrapped.
And so much fun.
I mean, I think it goes into, like, anything that you do. Like my old guild, we started doing 25 mans miraculously because we had a lot of people show, and we had to move from the 10-man because there was just too many people showing up on raid night. And we weren't ready for that to move to 25. We thought we were, but we couldn't really translate the same philosophy that we had with 10. When you moved it to 25, suddenly things became much more complicated and much more drama llamas came out of the woodwork, and it was very painful. It was very painful. It required a lot of rearranging in the end and stopping it, because the way that we wanted to function as a guild, it wasn't working for that environment. It was hard for us to do 25 mans casually, in the sense that without putting a lot of emphasis on gear and putting more emphasis on showing up being prepared and trying to balance those friendships and try and balance being respectful of everyone's time and trying to make sure that everybody got a spot, you know, so that they didn't feel left out. But at some point, you know, a lot of questions come in of resentment, of people feeling that they were dragging other people. So it's like, I do not enjoy thinking about those days, because they were very, very stressful.
Well, you know, I really don't want to lose track of this point, because, Mandy, like I said, I saw it from the, okay, this guild I'm in is getting hardcore into the raiding. I don't like some of the people I'm seeing in this guild that, hey, if you want to have enough people to do the raid, you got to put up with some of these attitudes. And I'll tell you what, I think the capper for me was I heard one person talking about how he raped somebody else in the game one too many times. And it was just like, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, the middle finger is going up. Fuck this. I don't need this in my life.
Yep.
Yeah, it's actually one of the things banned from my guild. You're not allowed to use the word gay, because many of us have either had gay members or friends that are gay, and you're not allowed to use the word rape, because we already have a stereotype to live up to as gamers. We don't need that crap added to it.
Oh, yeah. But I'm really curious. What you did was you had that environment, and then you transformed your existing guild into where I wanted to go with a new guild. How did people react to that kind of thing? I mean, you know, was it a decree from on high and you threw your lightning bolt down and said, dude, this is the deal? You know, or I assume that maybe you had some other officers and you just decided this is, you know, it wasn't working for you. How did you approach that, and how did people take it?
Well, we have a pretty wide, what we call it, council. They're upper officers. They've pretty much been with the guild since day dot. And they were hearing things within the guild that they didn't like, and me being guild master, I don't want to see everything go to pot. Like, that guild has been a lot of work over the last 2 years. And to see the literal shit hit the fan, I just said, screw it, I'm not letting my guild do this. It's either we stop or I leave.
Mm-hmm.
And the guild as a whole decided to stop.
Did you have people say, you know what, if I'm not going to be getting my pretty purples and getting my raid on, then I'm going somewhere else?
Yeah, we lost a few members due to that, but then again, at the same time, we're losing members because of said new members and the attitude they are bringing to the guild. So, to me, it was better to honor existing members who had been through all the thick crap that social guilds have to put up with than to attract these new, greedy, arrogant fuckers that seem to be coming to the game every new expansion.
Very, very cool. So, I mean, it sounds like it was something that is like people went, oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah, we tend to do a lot of heroics, a lot of social things. I've known most of my guild members for ages. Like, my one guild member, he has a brain tumor. And we all fully support him and his wife. Raiding guilds, a lot of the times the big raiding guilds will lose that type of connectivity with their members. And it's not entirely right.
It can go from being a social organization to being just more like a job, really.
Yeah, you're spending there 8 hours a day and you're not doing anything totally productive.
Wow. I'd like to give a shout out for just a moment to one of our guildies, since you're talking about that very thing. Our good buddy Gray Marin, who we also refer to as Fal, his son broke his leg in two places. Yeah, on Tuesday. And Tuesday of last week, and you know, just a little shout out for somebody who is you know, going through a lot of fun at home. Hope your son is feeling very, very much better, sir.
Yep, we hope so.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's what I like about social guilds. You can respect your members and understand that they're going through something big at the moment, so they may not be there for raid or heroic or whatever.
Indeed. Anyway, at least for me, and I know for Bear and others, it's the people that bring us back to the game. I mean, you can't play this for 5 years and have the game always bring you back. It's the people that bring you back.
Well, yeah, it's the people that bring you back, but sometimes, I'm sorry, you know, even your brothers and sisters, after a while, you're like, you know what, I need a break.
Yeah.
You know what? That side of the room is yours. This side of the room is mine. I'm going to make a piece of tape down the middle.
That's why you have a what, Mandy?
I have an alternate Latin American room. Far away from anything normal.
Whatever happens on that realm stays on that realm, huh?
Yeah. And I'm one of the only members of my guild who loosely can speak a little bit of Spanish.
Oh, cool. So they can't even hunt you down.
Exactly, and soon enough I'll be able to learn Japanese and run over to one of their realms.
On the subject of Alditis, since I love bouncing around a little bit, and, you know, Mandy, you mentioned that you had a mage, and mm-hmm. you just can't wrap your fingers around the concept of keyboard turning for squishies.
Too many deaths.
You know, What classes do the rest of you, I just, you know, this is the class that does not click with me, and maybe you've made like 3 or 4 alts of them and you play them to 10 or 15, it's like, you know what, I've never hit 20 because I just delete. Bree?
Me, it's mainly mage, most of the melee, except for paladin. I've tried rogues, I've tried warriors, death knight never got past the starting zone. So if I have to smash something in the face, it's highly likely that it won't get leveled.
But even for range, you didn't like mages though?
I hated mage. You know, the mage, it's a horrible combo because it's the worst possible freaking clothy you can get because there's no survivability, and then you're powerful and all that, but you know, if you don't kill something before it comes into your face, you're kind of scarred, unless and your blink is on cooldown or you're Frost Nova or whatever. So my mage was my first tune. It was the first character that I ever played. I kept her for several years, but after I got her to 70, I never wanted to play her again. I leveled a Hunter at that point, fell in love with Hunters, and then I started playing a Priest, which is excruciatingly painful to level, but when she's at a high level, a Priest is awesome to play. It's super fun, because you can heal yourself, you just frustrate the hell out of the person trying to whack on you, and that goes with NPCs and players, so that's why I've had two of them. You know, I've had two priests. I've leveled priests twice. And melee, I just can't. I just don't like being so close to things. I prefer distance. So that's me.
You don't like being able to lick the blood off your paws, though?
No. I'm a more civil kind of girl, you know? Well, I'll shoot them from afar. I don't need to see the blood up close. It's okay.
You're a civil kind of girl?
Yeah.
One word. Necrophilia. Okay, moving
hey,
on.
Hey, listen! Man! You don't need to bring that stuff up, okay? We moved on, all right? All right, continue.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So, Deck.
Deck?
Yes?
All classes that you've tried to play and just can't? Or do you love them all? And they love you?
No, I just can't get into a warrior type. I don't know why, just can't do it. I've tried 2 or 3 times, just not so much.
What is it that, and I have to say, as far as the warrior goes, I agree. I've actually tried a warrior now 4 different times. Because each time, and how sad is it as a blogger? Each time I feel like I'm letting somebody down by not getting far enough in the warrior. It's like, you know, I mean, seriously, you know, as a blogger, you're like, I don't want to make anybody who reads my blog feel bad if they really love the warrior, and I'm trying to get the warrior, but I can't do it, man, I can't do it. You know, it's just really sad. I feel like I should be responsible enough to actually try the class enough to really get into it and realize how wonderful it is. And yet every time I get to a certain point and it's going, you know what? I'd rather make another paladin.
Actually, up until my death knight, I could never do anything that was melee and actually have fun with it. Even the druid that I started, I leveled it as balance just because I didn't care for cat form.
Okay, Bear, take a deep breath.
When I discovered
cat form, I was so happy and so hyper. I got the nickname Kitty, and it has followed me through the 4 years of playing cat.
But it's, what is there not to love about cat form? I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there because I value our friendship, and I think hard words may be exchanged over cat form.
Well, it was early on when I was playing. It was my first tune that I leveled up above the starting area, and I didn't understand how to play it, really.
Oh, my God. What I heard you say was, well, I was young, and I didn't know anybody.
It was the time to experiment. Oh, the imagery.
I'm not touching that one.
No, you're older and wiser now. Oh my. Okay, so if I was better organized, I'd be able to segue between subjects here. But, what the heck. Mandy was okay. Kitty was also interested in discussing managing WoW in real life, which I think is a hilarious topic of conversation because, as we were saying before we started recording, Bree isn't actually even playing right now because real life is coming first.
Yeah, in my face, and there's no way to avoid it kind of way.
Well, so. After all, you are sleeping for two now.
Yes, yes. Oh, see, interruption. Real life. Talk about that. Hold on a second. Be right back.
Aptly timed.
Yeah. Saved by the ringer. But and Deccan is famous because in the guild at least, that if you're going to run an instance, make sure that you leave some time around the 9:30 area because he's going to have to leave to go pick up his daughter from her work. It's like, you know what? It's time to go get my daughter. Y'all can either take a break or we can find somebody else.
Yeah, we have a guildie who is now going through a lovely divorce with a witch of a woman. And his daughter is also a guildie now. She's a young one. She's about, I think, 8 or 6. And when we were doing raids regularly, we'd give about half an hour for everyone to go do whatever, bio break, put the kids to sleep, whatever. And yeah, it was a routine thing. Just take half an hour, middle of the raid, relax. Well, people put their kids away.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, there's an old saying. I abuse it a lot. It's good to be the king. And I have to admit, as the co-guild leader with Cassie, if I'm in a raid or an instance and 8:30 rolls around, what do you hear, guys?
Yeah, it's time to feed the cats.
Yep, it's time to feed the cats. That's right. Yep. Time to feed the cats.
Man, but those I don't know, are there really cats or like ravenous beasts that gnaw on your ankles? Because those things have a pull that I've never seen before. Because they've pulled you away from the computer it's amazing. It's amazing the power they have over you.
What you don't realize right now is that we had the time change recently. Mm-hmm. And the cats do not understand the concept of daylight savings time, all right? So, it's 7:35 p.m. right now, Central Time, and the cats are sitting here right now. I've got three of them. They're all looking at me, and the one of them is large enough to eat me.
I'm staring at you.
You know what? I'm not even joking. 7:29, and they're coming looking. It's like, where's he at?
Screenshotter never happened.
Really?
Yeah, man. Come on.
If Cassie was listening in on this, she'd be down here. She's actually taken pictures of this before. She comes down, takes a picture. The cats are just sitting on my desk, all in a row, all staring at me as I'm trying to play WoW.
Listen, and I say you take a picture, and that's the picture that goes with this podcast.
Oh yeah. I got to see that.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Get your phone or something with a camera.
The worst part about it is, though, is that I've got cat hair covering my keyboard and my mouse.
Oh, jeez.
And no,
don't focus on that.
It's not funny. I mean, it's like, you know what? One of these days. Oh, come on. The cat is on my lap now because I leaned back from my keyboard for a moment. As if to say, no, really, we're right here. It's cool. It's cool.
Open access.
At least it's not dancing on the keyboard right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, Boo will actually, one of the reasons it's imperative for me to get up in the middle of a raid for is because Boo is the big one. And you might actually be able to hear the meows because he is circling my chair now and meowing. He has been known to leap up on my desk.
There's
no, he does.
He
is. He's circling me right now.
There's like the Jaws music playing in the background.
Well, Boo was a feral cat that we rescued at the shelter. And, you know, for the first couple of months, he was always figuring, okay, I bear scrounge for food, so you'd be trying to cook dinner, and the cat's jumping up on top of the stove to say, hey, what's in that pot, man? That smells pretty good. You know, and let me tell you something, your friends will love to give you advice. Well, if you just take tin foil and spread it out over all your counters, then the cat will jump up on the tin foil, and the crinkling noise will make the cat jump back down.
Like, oh, I found funner toys than that.
It's like, you know, and you have to ask yourself, after you've tried it, did these people do that to you on purpose? You know, because did they just know the cats are like, dude,
they were
this
just
is a
seeing
toy,
if you were
going
to be stupid enough to go along with the suggestion, and then they wanted you to videotape it so they can laugh and send it to America's Funniest Home Videos. See?
And then we've got the one cat named Shadow. Yes, a very, very imaginative name. I know.
Yeah, even I've done that.
Yeah. Black cat named Shadow. Hey, go figure. But the first year we had Shadow, cute little kitten that we actually flew this cat up from Miami because we were visiting my stepmother. And she had this passel of kittens down there, and we fell in love with this cute little kitten. It's like, oh my God, we got to take this kitten back with us. Oh, this is so cute. First Christmas we had, we're like, have you seen Shadow lately? No. Okay. And then the tree rustles. We're like, what? I've got pictures of that. You're looking at the tree, looking at the tree, looking at the tree, and then
pair of eyes.
A pair of eyes blink. It's like, whoa! At head height. It's like, how the hell did the cat get up there in the Christmas tree? And I've got people who are telling me, well, if you take little bowls full of vinegar and you put them around the base of the tree, the cat... I'm like, okay, so... But then what do I do about the bowls of vinegar? I don't want bowls of vinegar around my Christmas tree, you idiots!
I had a roommate who had no idea of how to train her cat, or just wouldn't. So it was left up to me. And I decided to spend some money with my boyfriend and buy a cute little horn that blew out air at the same time it detected the cat. And the cat flew 6 feet in the air and ran across the house the moment she heard it. And she jumped up again. Oh, he's gone and fetched it now.
Oh, jeez, how funny. So we went on to the topics of the cats. What were we talking about before?
We were talking about balancing
how to manage
WoW
well.
In real life.
Well, I'm managing it just fine. I'm not playing.
Are you planning on coming back to playing?
Maybe. It depends. I need a break for right now. Between the pregnancy and work and everything, I just haven't had the energy to really get on. As much as I love everybody in the guild and I love talking to everybody, it's more like I log in and I stay in general chat, in guild chat, just chatting for like 20 minutes, and I'm jumping around in Dalaran because I really don't want to do anything, you know.
Wait, you do that too?
Yeah.
You're chatting, yeah. It's like I do laps around Dalaran on your mouse.
Yeah, like hopping, and you know, so if you see a dwarf priest jumping around Dalaran on Bear server, you know it's me. So it's, yeah, I just, like, I haven't really had the energy. I tell Lewis, and Lewis is my husband, He laughs at me because I say I'm like a laptop now. You know, I have a really good charge for about 3 or 4 hours, and then I need to recharge after that. I pass out for a few hours. I wake up again. I'm good for a couple more hours. And so it's this routine now where I used to be a night person. I used to stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning. If I get past 9 at 9:30 now, it's a late night for me. So it's,
you know what? All I'm hearing you saying is you used to be one of the cool kids.
Listen,
welcome to our world.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. I know, I'm just screwed to begin with. I'm screwed before even the kid even is technically even here. You know, he's already messing it up, but that's all right. It's okay. Forgive him. We love him anyway.
There are compensations.
Catch up on all that sleep now. You'll be missing it later.
Oh, yeah. That's what everybody tells me. Yeah. So I'm not fighting it. So, yeah, I decided to take a bit of a break and not force myself to log in and stuff because I just haven't had the inclination or the energy to really do it. But I'm hoping that maybe when the baby's born in March and I have some time, I'm going to be off for a few months. So see if maybe I'll have some time to get back into it. We'll see.
There's always Ion you can try.
No, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in playing any games, honestly. I'm not playing anything right now.
I'm just kind of curious because obviously you mentioned your husband, Lewis, and he still does play. It's not causing any kind of conflict. Like, I want you to paint the baby's room, and here you are on that damn computer again.
You know what's funny is it hasn't yet because he... we've sort of done this before in the sense that I've taken some breaks over the 4 years, I think the longest I've taken is like 2 or 3 months. And, during that time he would continue to play and it's no big deal. For me, it's more like, I think of it like that's his pastime. You know, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't hang out with his friends all night. You know, what he likes to do is play the game. So when he's home and he's trying to de-stress, I don't really give him too much grief about it. But
Wait. Cassie, are you hearing this? Okay. Okay. Are you taking notes? Taking notes here?
Again, that may change when the little one shows up in March and my hair is about to be pulled out with my hands because he's driving me crazy. But actually, it was funny because we had the office. We're converting the office to the baby room and Lewis is losing his sanctuary. And... But he's doing it willingly, which I thank him for. And yesterday he made a deal with me. It was so funny. We're bargaining now, because I'm been after him about these books. He has all these computer books that he doesn't even look at, but they're all over the place. And I've been telling him that we need to get rid of them. So he says, "Okay, I'm gonna make a deal with you. If I look at the books on Friday, because we have Thursday and Friday off here." He goes, and I can play Saturday and Sunday. We don't go anywhere. Then I will take care of the books on Friday. I'm like, I don't care. That's fine. You want to play on Saturday and Sunday? I don't care. So these are the deals that we're making with each other. Yeah, I have to schedule in the time for when we do the baby room and all that. But no, like honestly, it doesn't become a problem with me until it cuts into the times that we have to do things. Oh. 1 second.
And on that note, hey, Deckian.
Yes?
How do you balance WoW in real life?
Not very well. No, actually, I really don't play hardly at all anymore. A couple hours here, a couple hours there. I played a lot. Some years back, and I just kind of come on, maybe do an instance, and then log.
I'm trying to hear the conversation in the background that Bree's having. She left her. Okay. So, that's fine, but you know what? You don't have to play a whole lot to have interaction with your friends and stuff online. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just we're on at the same time, but it seems like I see you on a lot. Of course, I'm not on that much anymore either. Is it bad that being on for a couple hours every night after your son goes to sleep feels like you're not on that much anymore.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you, actually.
Well, okay. Since I had an employee quit recently, I've been interviewing a lot of real prize winners. Let me ask you a question that HR seems to ask at all of these interviews that I'm on, which is, what would your spouse think about the amount of time that you play? Would she say that you're not playing that much?
I don't even think my boyfriend notices when I play. Oh, yeah, he's also an oil worker, so he's not here half the year anyway, so I can play as much as I want.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
What about you, Deccan?
Yeah, I'm sure she would say, yes, I spend entirely too much time on the computer.
Well, do you have other hobbies, like Bree was mentioning, the smoking and the drinking and the carrying on with your friends?
No, not so much. I kind of hang around the house and watch TV.
So do you think the alternative would be better?
Ah, kitty.
Yes, yes, kitty.
Aw.
I don't know. It probably would be.
Yeah, it's because I have to admit, I remember that I used to go hang out with Manny quite a bit, and we'd go to the bars and, you know, smoke a couple cigars and drink a little Guinness and listen to Irish music and talk about manly things like, you know, role-playing games and GURPS and Star Wars and Babylon 5 and, you know, all those things that show that one is a true manly man.
And, don't forget Andy.
And, well, yeah. And, it's, at least I'm home now, right? If she wants me, she can throw a shoe and hit me.
Good point, I guess.
Would you like some food? Is that what you want?
Either food or attention.
They want a picture of you. Yes, they do. They want a picture of you. Yes. People say that they are owned by their cats. This is literally true.
Yeah. My mom has a Maine Coon who's actually my cat, but I left him with her when I moved out. Yeah, he's an attention grabber, or attention whore, I should actually say.
Now, there was a non-combat pet called the Maine Coon in the game at one point, wasn't there?
Yeah, they had to rename it, I think, the Black Cat or something, because there was some offense to a woman's part in the coon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
That's my thought, too.
And another news, I swear I saw on someone's blog that they're releasing a puppy dog non-combat pet. Anybody see that?
It's going to be for a reward for pugging.
A reward for pugging. You get the pug dog. See, Blizzard heard my earlier bitching, pissing, and moaning about pets and said, why don't we have a dog that's actually a distinctive dog that looks like something other than, you know, Wolf 101 or Doberman Pinscher?
Oh, I remember that, right.
Okay, now moving on to other things, and Bree isn't here, so we can talk about her. Thanksgiving and the WoW holiday. Mm-hmm. Have you done the Turkinator?
I am 90% done it.
90%? How about you, Deccan?
I got to 39 three times today.
Oh! Damn.
Yeah, that one. And I have to do the stupid rogue one.
Oh, the rogue one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I cheated on the rogue one, though. I totally cheated on the rogue one. See, we have a player named whose main character is named Bahal, Bhal. And I logged in, and I'd already completed everything except the rogue one. And I'm sitting there looking at the four I needed left, and I'm bitching about it, because I'm like, you know what? I'm strolling Dalaran, and there's two rogues, and they're both leaving the turkey buff on so that nobody can shoot them. And I'm like, you know, if I was playing a rogue, I like to hope that I would, you know, make myself a willing target. But, I don't know. After the 15th time you've been tarred and feathered, it might get a little old. Ball says, well, I tell you what, I got an empty slot. head on down to the start area for the dwarves. I'll make a dwarf rogue named Wind's Target. Go for it. And I proceed to troop around the world to all the different starter zones as he made a level 1 dwarf rogue. I shot him. He logged out. He made level 1 blood elf rogue. I shot him. He logged out.
Yeah, there used to be, there's the achievement for killing one of every kind or something like that. And there used to be a little loophole where you could do that for that achievement. And I was actually kind of shocked to see that they hadn't fixed that loophole for this one. Because you think, well, they already learned their lesson once. Maybe WoW would clue in a second time. But nope, they've allowed us another loophole. Thank you, Blizz.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you, it's I know people did the straight way, and what's best is Julie was actually in was playing, and she said, "Well, I tell you what, I've already got a rogue, I've got a orc rogue. Let me know when you're heading down towards Durotar, and I'll log her in." It's like, "Oh, cool, thanks, Julie." So I travel all the way down to Durotar. And she goes, "Okay, I parked my rogue right outside the guards of the starter area, so you don't even have to go into the starter area past the guards." "Okay, cool. All right, let me know when you're down there." "Okay." I head on down there, and there, female orc rogue, I went just standing there. I wave, she waves back. I shoot her. She clucks as a chicken. I cheer at her. She cheers back, and she logs out. And I say in guild, "Hey, thanks, Julie." She goes, "What? Oh, are you ready for me to lock my orc rogue?" Like, "Well, who the hell did I just shoot?"
I've had that happen before. Blind luck. Gotta love it.
Yeah, you just sit there going, "I know I don't know them. Who did I shoot? Why were they there?" But yeah, it's. I was very happy to get my little plump turkey pet. And in other news, can I just say, and I think I was talking to Bree about this before we start the podcast, because I mentioned, hey, if you do all the achievements for this thing, they give you a plump turkey pet. She goes, "You know, that sounds like that'd be really fun, but you have to wonder if the turkey, commit suicide or does, roast itself or something." I'm like, "Well, it's funny you should say that."
Yeah, we found that out yesterday.
Because, Deccan starts a campfire and my turkey turns, looks at the campfire, and then jumps to the damn thing and roasts himself.
Oh, that reminds me. My mother plays WoW, and she got that cute little Erwin lamb, and she's like, "Oh, look at it!" And then a wolf comes and chews it. She told me she was so mortified.
Wait, if you have the Elwyn lamb, wolves will eat it?
Yeah, a little wolf will come along eventually and nom on it. Kind of like the worm you get from, I think it's like BWL, something like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I actually haven't gotten the Elwyn lamb yet. I'll have to go do that.
Yeah, they're selling for pretty cheap on my server. I was actually shocked. They're only about 300, 400 gold now.
Well, I'm perpetually broke, so I don't have an Elwyn sheep.
The only time I'll spend money is on pets. You ask my guild, but
I do have over 75 pets, so I've got my Salt Lick, and I've got my cute little Bambi, and I think the Bambi's very cute hopping along after me. I really do like that.
I'm close, but no cigar, but then again, I've kind of tossed all my unique characters to all cute little pets that are expensive and hard to buy now, so otherwise I'd be at the 75 mark.
Well, I tell you the one that's really starting to frustrate me, and that's, hey, the Kirin Tor familiar, how about that? I am 3 books away from the Kirin Tor familiar, and you would think this would not be that big a deal. I need the upstairs one from the inn. And I need both of the ones from the hold, the Violet Hold. And I log in and I log out at the Violet Hold, and the books are never there.
Aww.
It's like, dude, 3 books? Are you serious? I tried installing that add-on that Brianna's website talks about, and it just doesn't seem to have been updated in eons, and it didn't really work.
You know what that is, right?
What's that?
It's WoW karma. See, for you mocking me with the Sonic Spear, now you ain't getting no books, okay?
That's what's going to bite in the ass.
See, that's what happens.
Well, I think it's because I got the, I think the very first time that I killed Anzu, I got the birdie mount. So,
oh, I hate you now.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, that blew my loot karma. I knew that. I mean, I accepted that. I was like, yeah, I'll never see that, so that's cool.
Yeah, so, you know, just deal with the lot that's been dealt and move on. You know, why get frustrated? That's just the way things are.
I'm glad that you're not bitter about it or anything, Bria.
I'm not bitter at all. I'm enjoying your misery. I'm not bitter.
But tell me how you really feel. Oh, yes. Hey, I'm not entirely certain if this is reached train wreck proportions, which probably means that we're not trying hard enough.
Righty then.
And I'm fairly positive that we have not been wildly inappropriate. So, you know, it's just, I personally, I blame Deckian.
It's all my fault.
I think he's too mature. He's really a bad influence.
Mature, no wildfire? Is that possible?
Are you saying that we're not living up to the porn music name there?
Well, oh, Lord. Hey, does anybody have a latest rant? Something that's really been pissing them off lately? Uh-oh.
My boyfriend has a few bones to pick of Greenpeace, but he's an oil worker, so it comes with the territory.
Oh. Yeah, you don't want to get me started on that subject over here, do you?
Oh yeah, it's fun.
let me just say that I used to be part of the fan club, pavetheearth.com, so
Nice.
I'm more of the pave the earth moderately respectively, kind of.
Well, you know, it's I'm sorry, but you know, you ever, I'm one of those people, it's like they have those videos of the blue flame and other of the rocket cars that go out to the Utah salt flats, and they just have miles and miles of straight-ass flat road, you know, out there in the desert, and they just take off, and they don't even have to open their eyes, because you know what? There ain't nothing to hit. you just feel envy. It's like, yes, just floor it and close your eyes, and hey, nothing to hit. Yeah, pave the earth.
Get a green piecer.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Actually, I was kind of mentioning this to Bree a little bit ago. It surprised me that nobody in the blogosphere, which is normally composed of a whole lot of people on point for any little thing to piss them off, has mentioned that in the rewards you get for the rewards that you can choose from for the daily quest for the Pilgrim's event, you have a Pilgrim's hat and you have Pilgrim's boots, and then there are three outfits. You have a Pilgrim's suit, a Pilgrim's dress, and a female, mostly designed Native American dress. No Native American male kind of buckskin outfit, though.
I'm telling you. Everybody forgot Squanto.
You know,
And they only want to think about Pocahontas, who's technically not even part about Thanksgiving, so that's okay.
So Squanto gets dissed while we go for the Hooters outfit.
But then, hey, the demographic, my friend. I mean, who's deciding this? Males, mostly.
Yeah. Apparently, my ancestors did not have any males.
No, they all had wet dreams about, you know, the Indian women, and that's what you have there. Okay, they're not really into the you know. I could say something, but I'm going to stop myself. Stop myself before we totally jump off the deep end. But yeah. They're mostly guys, and most guys are into breasts. So so they want to see, especially when you have freaking Draenei and Night Elf. you want to see the Stantly clad. You want them in buckskin. I mean, okay. Hey, come on now.
I'm gonna throw Lewis under the bus here, okay? Because somebody was saying, what was it? Somebody was saying, you know, in that scathing way they have, porn and WoW? Never. And I said in guild chat, I think I typed up something like, well, then you never saw the naked night elf dance party in the, at the, you know, at the mailbox outside of the Stormwind Bank at 7 p.m. Saturday. And Lewis pipes right up going, when did you say that was?
Hey,
where is that? Where is that? Let me make a note.
So long as he looks and doesn't touch, we're okay. Okay? That's you know? So, you know, the problem is, this is where I feel slighted as a female, okay? There isn't any real, I mean, the Night of Guys, I'm sorry, they don't really do it for me, nor do the Draenei, and I don't like the humans because they look funny looking. The dwarves are kind of cute, but what happens is they don't have sexy dances.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't really grind it out, you know? If they could grind it out, I would enjoy them nude dancing. But
even the blood elf males, could they get any more feminine for a male? Like,
it doesn't really go for it. I mean, and normally I don't like Torrents, but at least Torrents have that whole beast thing going. So it's almost like, hey, you know, they got that primal thing going on. So it almost makes you want to turn into bestiality. But, you know, it's like you got to, at the same time.
You know, episode 1, necrophilia. Episode 4, bestiality. Hey.
Bring me on for the dirt, my friend. So, you know, that's what I'm telling you. I mean, the girls got shafted. I mean, not in a good way. They just didn't get the goods, you know? We don't have the goods when it comes to the dances and to the physical appeal and stuff. And, you know, I can appreciate the female form. I think that they're very sexy and stuff, and I can say that without, you know, feeling any kind of weirdness, but at the same time, I would really like to see some really good-looking guys, and they're not there, you know? Sad.
You know, actually,
wait, freaking thongs.
Yeah.
You got a good point, and I'm sorry, but, you know, the Michael Jackson dance for the Night Elf males.
No, it's what they have the Napoleon Dynamite. It's the Night Elf. No, the Night Elf males, you're right. I was thinking the Blood Elves for a second. You're right. Night Elf does have Michael Jackson. I apologize.
Continue. None of the dances are cool.
I do like the male Torrent dance. You know, that's whoa, oh Lord. I mean, there's just something about the male Torrent dance that just makes me laugh.
Oh, you know what? The only one, and I think they did this as a grotesque joke, okay, that has a sort of bump and grind dance is the gnome, and that's just disturbing on so many levels that I can't look at one without a period of time. I have to turn away. No. That's horrible. They should have given it to the dwarves. I mean, I could enjoy watching. Come on.
The gnomes are right height.
It, you know what? It's like they're and you know, I know there's people that love gnomes and they think they're super cute and stuff, but there's just something about the warped cuteness with the bump and grind factor. You know, when they're trying to hump you from behind, it just doesn't work. Something gets lost in translation. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the gnomes can be like the most perverted players I know too.
Because they hide behind the whole, like, ponytail thing. They think they could get away with murder. And they do most of the time because they're like, you know, they're so cute they hurts type of thing.
They're pocket size.
Oh, so many things I just thought of right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez, stop. Okay, no. Okay, continue. We need to move on from this topic, okay?
Yeah, because the girls are now officially more perverted than the men.
Yeah, because I started thinking about vibrating settings and all that. You gotta move on, okay? Come on.
Actually, if you go to YouTube, type in, do gnomes have a vibrating setting?
Oh my god. I don't know how we got here. I don't know why we got here.
You let us lead. That's the simple answer.
Uh-huh.
True. Well, you know what's funny? I got distracted thinking about where I saw the Torren male dance that made me really want to play a Torren. And I realized all of a sudden that it was that video Kaneo did. Kaneo? The internet is for porn?
Oh.
With all the torrent in the background doing that, you know, raise the roof kind of.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That was the first video.
And all I was distracted for like 30 seconds. Y'all just took it and ran with it and went to this really weird place. And
we all, and not only were you distracted, but I think we stunned Deck to the point that he can no longer speak, because I haven't heard him say anything for like for the last 5 minutes. So yeah, sorry, no,
you guys are doing fine without me. Trust me.
Oh. Oh. Okay, so moving on. Before the boys are like, "Oh, look, girl on girl action." Okay, let's move on.
Okay. No, actually, I think we covered a whole lot of stuff here.
Are you still thinking about the video or something?
Well, you know, I
because you just stopped
for porn.
Oh my!
Hey, that was a perfect video. I mean, okay. And I will be honest, the cats are now circling, and they look hungry.
Going in for the kill. It's like, yeah. It's like, what is it, what's his name? Custard, you know?
Hey, he didn't get half kicking around. He deserved.
They're coming in for you.
The sad thing is this cat here is just huge. He can afford to skip a few meals, you know? He really doesn't... You know, he doesn't really need to be on point quite so much.
He's going to start gnawing on your toes.
Yep. Meow. Meow. Yeah, so we do need to get the heck out of here because this is starting to turn into a train wreck because, hey, I think it's time for me to take some Valium and just go vegetate and wish that I could do a good podcast just once. Just once.
It's nice to dream. I mean, don't invite me back next time. Then you won't. I won't derail it in talks of, you know.
But you're the only talent on the show. Oh, sorry, Dad.
No, come on.
Hey,
now.
I'm just going to ride.
Jeez. So yeah.
Hey, chances are good that this one might actually see airtime since our last podcast got eaten by my hard drives.
Yeah, let's hope that your computer isn't hungry again.
Do you think that the Penny Arcade guys have that shit happening to them, or do you think they've got like this server farm with 10 5-terabyte hard drives all racked up doing, you know, cross-linking and stuff so that everything's disseminated? Do you think they just have a day where it's like, dude, we had a great comic, it was brilliant, but like, hard drive ate it. Sorry.
Sure, why not? You know, it happens to homework. Why wouldn't it happen to them? Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Yeah. Oh, and I'd like to give another shout out if I can, to Jong of Forbearance, who has been personally helping me on my Paladin, so that I am now still a noob, but I'm a noob who knows which buttons I'm supposed to be clicking. And that's not bad. That's not bad. He's inspiring me to actually think about writing things on my blog there about druids again.
Yay.
Excellent.
Well, you know, I quit doing that stuff mostly because I had started getting an asshat population. And I figured if I stopped talking about things that were related to druids, most of them would go away. And it's worked. Well, so cool. Has everybody else gone away, but hey, what the hell, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, but, okay, last topic here. We've got three bloggers, and we got Mandy here, who presumably reads blogs since, hey, she heard about this Raid for the Cure crap somehow.
Through WoW Ladies.
WoW Ladies, which I actually have on my feed reader and visit quite frequently, too. I have the wonderful creator and donator of that pink fluffy moonkin post frequently on WoW Ladies.
Yeah, I love that little moonkin. It's so cute.
That moonkin was just freaking awesome. I do want one for myself, and I can't have it, so. And then again, I don't play a Moonkin either, but maybe a fluffy pink bear. Okay, never mind. I can.
Oh, that's an image.
Yes, thank you. Hey, darn! I should have been a pink bear for this. Okay. But no, you know these gear things. Back in the day, vanilla WoW, early BC and stuff. Is it just looking back on the grand old days and thinking, hey, you know, things were better then, and you know we had everything was so clear, and it was so, you know, nothing changed that much, or did things really change as much as they are now? Because it seemed like back then, I could put together a gear list, and I could plan things out, and I could research stuff, and I could put together, you know, here's recommendations for such and such, and it would still be valid 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Yeah, they easy mode it.
I mean, I've really just stopped because it seems like every time I've got one 90% of the way done, here's MMO Champion with a new announcement about the new loot that's coming in Argent Tournament, or that's coming in this, or that's coming in that, or a new, you know, emblem up. It's like, you know what? People can figure it out themselves at this point because whatever I put out today is going to be obsolete in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it ties into the fact that the content's coming out faster.
It's attracted a new crowd, and that crowd is more toward the instant gratification rather than the slow grinding of getting the gear the long way. Everything's instant, fast, and quick.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I like new content. I posted on my blog recently also that, at least for me, I do miss very long quest chains that seem to build slowly towards... Now you've got me talking like this. Yes, long, slow quest chains that build to a climax. Thank you very much.
But, hey, you know, you went there, not me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, it's... And I think my post didn't really get across the point that I had about it. That was in my head, which is I miss the time of logging in at night and having a set of goals, you know, where you log in and think, well, what should I do tonight? Well, I wanted to get a little bit further along this. You know, I'm working towards that eventual thing that's far off in the distance. And, you know, I'm a casual player. I'm not going to go and knock it off over the course of 8 hours tonight. But I can see if I can get a group and go do a little bit here, a little bit there, and have something to anticipate in the future.
Deck, what about you? What do you think?
I really like the idea that Bear had about having the long attunements, but having them be account bound, basically.
Yeah, I agree on that.
You know, after the 37th time that I've done my, you know, Kara key quest, it's not fun anymore.
No, yeah. No, I agree that account bound would be great. You know, that way you had it. You have it set. I do miss the old quest chains, and I do think that it's hard to do gear lists now, especially with the fact that you have so much content coming out so quickly. It's basically like a couple months, one after the other. So, and then you have changes to stats and how they affect different people. And
exactly.
And so that affects the gear list. So it's not like you can just update the gear list. You have to look and make sure that some stat didn't get affected.
That's exactly right.
I think in Cataclysm it's going to be easier because since the stats are being simplified, right now it's just a pain in the ass. I mean, it's hard to try and keep those things updated because they're changing so fast. I mean, the math involved, and you have to test it. You have to see really what, you know, how it is live or in the PTR to see whether or not it's affecting the way that they're saying it's going to affect. And, you know, then you have to do the math to see what gear is going to be better. And then what? For what? Do you get the gear? You start pushing for it, and then a month later there's a new instance, or, you know, a month and a half later there's a new raid or new badges, and so you're back to square one. It's kind of frustrating in that sense.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Was it Wrath Beta? And when I realized they changed everything to spell power, it threw me for a bit of a loop because I was used to everything being healing and spell power being separate, and now we're all competing mostly for the same gear.
Yep.
It was a bit of a learning curve.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, and it's not simply being able to say, as I've seen in some instance pugs, oh, well, it's got hit rating, for it's, so it's for DPS. It's like, well, you know what? That's not necessarily the case. You know, granted, hit rating would be wasted, but it might still be a huge upgrade for, you know, that idiot over here that was keeping your butt alive.
Yeah.
Doug, you were going to say something?
Something shiny, I don't know. Lost it.
Okay, sorry. Mandy was going to say something then.
No, but I've lost whatever I was thinking about now.
Oh.
But yeah, you're absolutely right, Bree. It's, I've had people who've asked me for updated gear lists, and I feel really bad for not having put one out for a long time. But the fact is it, the math does change, and they keep rolling out all sorts of new stuff. And it, even if you just say, okay, I'm going to ignore raid stuff and just focus on, you know, you just hit level 80, and here's what you can get to prepare yourself quickly to pop into a heroic, and then here's what you can get from your heroics to prepare yourself for raids, it's still just this, oh, are you kidding me? You know,
yeah.
You know, hey, yeah. Alex, come over here. We're going to go have fun for a while. Walk away from the computer. Just walk away.
Yeah, no, it's too it's too saturated, I think, right now. There's too many options and too many too much stuff being thrown at you in different from different sources. You have, I mean, I know that PvP doesn't equate sometimes, but sometimes the PvP stuff, I mean, still, even though their stats are different with resistance and all that crap, I know, sometimes it's better than the blue that you have or whatever, and then you have that, you have badges, then you have the heroic stuff, then you have, you know, the entry raid stuff, and, you know, it all depends what you're doing. I mean, then if you do the heroic raid, then, you know, if you do, and then it's just way too many sources that can make it difficult for somebody to consolidate and to figure out where they want to focus on and what gear they want and what's really an upgrade or a side grade. I mean, I remember going into Udwar after doing 25 Madden X, and I went into 10 man Udwar, and stuff was dropping, and it was barely a side grade. I mean, it wasn't even worth my time. And this was supposed to be the new instance, you know? So it's like it didn't feel like before, that when you had a new raid or you had new instances come out, that it was a definite push forward. Do you know what I mean? That you could sort of forget the tier before and focus on the new one and use that as your benchmark. Now there's mix and matches, you know. Now everything is necessarily better just because it's newer. So it's kind of funky.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ulduar was weird that way, isn't it? Our guild is She Devil's Guild. I try and keep in mind we're actually talking to a bunch of people who have no idea who these idiots are, what She Devil's is. You know, I mean, they're doing Ulduar, and I say they because that's a little bit more raiding than I'm really prepared to do in one evening right now. But like last Friday, She Devils went in 10-man Ulduar, and they blew through in one night, all the way up to and through and including Iron Council.
Mm-hmm.
And just stomped its little butt. But you look through the loot list from there, and you compare it to the stuff that they released for even something like Heroic TOC, and go, okay, that's really awesome stuff to see, and we're doing it because it is awesome stuff to see, and we want to see the raid and everything. But as far as loot goes, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's in a way, it's good for if you want to just save the experience, but at the same time, it's, and not for the purples, and not just to say, oh, I got loot, but you want to be able to experience that when you finish and kill that boss, that what he's going to drop is something that people are going to be able to use. There's nothing that hurts more is to kill a new boss that you've never seen before, and you actually have to shard something, because nobody can use it.
Yep.
It's not a good side grade. It's nothing good for an off spec or anything. And you actually have to shard something, and that hurts.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that stuff in Ulduar right now, but that's okay because it's still really. I mean, the amount of effort they put into designing that place is beautiful.
It's cool.
I still think it's gorgeous. I obviously wish they would have taken the stuff that dropped later on and just said, you know, let's make Ulduar so hot that people are going to want to go in there and go in there and go in there. And if they did that, then people would be complaining about it right now, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be something that people aren't going to be happy about. You can't please everybody. Obviously, the game pleases enough people. There's like, how many are now? 11 million still playing. So it does the job. And I know people want to nitpick and they want to say, oh, this and that or whatever. But it's a game. And you're trying to do the best they can. And they try and, you know, appease as many different groups of people who play the game for their own different reasons. And you can just do what you can. You know, they made Ulduar. Ulduar was challenging at first. People have enjoyed it. The gear wasn't great in the sense in the beginning. It gets better, obviously, after the midpoint. And I don't know. It's just all about, I guess, just taking it for what it is.
No, I agree. What do you think, Dak?
Yeah, I don't really have a whole lot to add, oddly enough.
That's it. That was perfect. That was the absolute perfect way of capping that. Thanks, Bree. Somebody write that down.
Whatever.
God, I'm such a dick. I know.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
The cats are going to come and gnaw on your toes.
Actually, sorry. I just pounded my fist on my desk, and I had two cats flee the room. So, hey, it works.
Sorry, Dick. Go ahead.
No, I do find it odd that there's content that I'm never going to see, most likely. I've never seen the end of, well, I've seen the end in Axe, but I've never seen the last guy drop. I've never seen the end of Ulduar.
Oh, hell, I'm going to have to, well, I'll have to throw a next run up on the calendar for you then.
Yep.
Oh, I can never make the second night. That's my problem. Well, I've cleared all four wings and the dragon. I've just never taken down the last guy.
We'll get it done.
Alrighty then. But there's, you know, it's hard to even find a pug group to go into anything now other than TOC, because if they're interested in gear, they're either in TOC or they're farming the five-man TOC.
Yeah.
Yep.
I still haven't seen what 10-man TOC looks like.
I've seen the first set of bosses in there. I went in a pug a couple of days ago and got my head caved in repeatedly.
Cool.
Yeah, TOC's not bad. It just gets boring after the first couple times.
I'd like to go in there, but I just don't seem to find... I don't seem to find the time to try and organize anything in the guild. And the guild's having a kick-ass time in Anixia and Ulduar, so don't worry about it.
I mean, we'll get to it when they get to it. It's not a big deal. I mean, I remember thinking. I mean, it's great that the ability to go into these places with a social guild or casual or whatever you label it that are not hardcore raiders, to be able to go into these places and actually see it if you want to, is great. But I remember almost like when I was playing in Vanilla WoW that there were raids that I never raided because I was never going to see a 40 man. You know, there was just no way. And I accepted that. It was okay. I was never going to see one. I never walked in there. I've never seen, you know, certain instances prior to 80 when I would go in with people just to mess around. But it's okay. Like, if I never get to see the end of Ulduar, that's okay. If I never see talk, you know, it's okay. If I, you know, When Ice Crown comes out, if I never see that, that's okay, because in my mind, I'm not in the sense of, like, it needs to happen for me to experience the whole game. I mean, it's cool that you can. I like the fact that the new patch, it's going to have a storyline where you get to interact with the five-man stuff, so you get to see that. I don't know exactly how it ends. I haven't read any of the spoilers, but... it'll be cool because then at least you get to experience it on all levels, not just the end raid where you just heard whispers about it or see Onyxia's head on the spike and you knew somebody killed her, but you didn't know how it happened. So it's just, it's about how much time you want to invest in it, how much you actually want to see firsthand and pushing yourself for that. If that's not like a priority, then it's the same thing like if you were just doing the game when it first came out. and sound effects.
Yes, very
to
cool.
To go along with it.
Well, I can only add one thing to what you said, Bree. And that is that I agree that, you know, I don't mind if I don't see stuff. If I really cared, it would have stayed in Raiding Guild. You know, if I wanted to see all the high-end raids and stuff. But as long as they keep giving me new non-combat mini pets,
you know, yeah.
I'm okay with that. And in fact, if they want to make me do all of these PvP achievements for these stupid holiday events that I just despise, make the reward a non-combat pet, and you'll find my ass in Warsong Gulch going gank. Gank. Okay, I'm the body as they gank me, but still gank.
Isn't there one that has to do with, like, taking your orphan in there and...
Yes, there is.
Something along those lines?
And I will never do that until there is a pet that they give you for doing it.
I mean, you see, this is... I see PvP gets a bad rap. You know, PvP could be so much fun.
PvP is awesome. You know what? I've PvP'd. I got my shiny PvP mace for my priest. I got those wonderful PvP shoulders in Burning Crusade from running all those things. And I'll tell you what, there is no other part of this entire game that will make me want to throw my mouse at the wall in screaming, frothing, pissed off rage faster than facing a rogue in PvP.
Yeah, well, rogues, you know, I did spend 4 years of my WoW experience on a PvP server, so rogues and I have a long and sordid history. But yeah, I you know what, I actually hated PvP until I was a healer. And then it opened a whole new world for me. I never thought that healing and PvP would be fun, but it's actually the best thing ever. So highly recommended it.
Ask you something. Because, assume I've got this resto druid, and I know this is a far stretch, but assume I had a resto druid. Now, it's interesting going in and healing a PvP run.
Yeah.
How the hell are you healing people? Because, you know what? I use this little thing called voodoo.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you heal people if they're not in the same group as you? I mean,
well,
you just...
I use grid. That's what I use, but I assume that voodoo does the same thing, that it will black out or gray out the people that are not near you and only leave the ones that are nearby.
It's true, it does, but does that mean that you actually run... Holy shit, the cat's going down!
I thought he was talking about, like, a cat in game. I was like, what? What happened? Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's
holy fingers. Shit. Okay, that was a leap.
Okay.
What was I?
We're talking about healing in a PvP.
Okay.
You were right. Do you need to get, like, real life bandages?
I got band-aids. It's okay. good God. All right. Shit, I got a few of those cats. Okay, I can see we're wrapping this up. So when you run healing in PvP, then do you do have the bars up on your screen real estate? That doesn't get in your way, because I think you'd want to be, shifty eyes all over the place looking for them coming in at you.
Oh, because what's going to happen is if you're a healer, you're a target anyway. So what you want to do is you want to sort of hide yourself behind a group. You want to sort of find, like, a paladin or a warrior or some rogues or whatever, or a high DPS. You want to be behind a hunter or something like that, and sort of, like, hide behind them, you know, and just follow them around. I mean, don't ever go by yourself to a new place, because you're just a sitting duck. But, I have my grid set up to 40. If I'm in AV or whatever a battleground it is, it goes into that battleground setup. And then I see who's around me, and I just go to, I go with a couple people to, let's say it's AB. You know, you go to stables or whatever. And you just try and stay in the background and be aware of your surroundings, just to see if you suddenly get hit or whatever. You know, use your defensive abilities to try and get out of that, to give yourself some time to be able to heal yourself up. Nothing frustrates a player more especially a pure DPS character, to go against a healer who keeps himself up. Because I have been against, I've had three or four people on me by myself, and I've been able to sustain, to keep myself up long enough so that reinforcements can come, and then they get pwned, and I laugh, and I enjoy that. So, you know.
Okay. As far as honorable kills go, and truly, I am ignorant about how this works. If you ain't hitting nobody, how are you getting credit?
Getting honorable kills because you're healing people who are doing the killing. So then all their kills come to your kills. So you actually get a little bit more than a regular DPS, and you get more honor. I love it. It's like candy, man. It's just free candy coming at you. And it's awesome because you get to laugh in their faces. You have, like, honestly, unless you have somebody who's totally pissed off at you, which has happened to me a couple times, you know, that they come gunning for you, and you know, but at that point, you know it if they've killed you like three or four times that they hate you and they want to kill you, then you make sure that you're surrounded by people, and people like being healed, and they'll notice after a while if they actually don't die after 3 seconds, so they'll try and keep you up. Like if somebody's aware of what's going on, they'll try and keep you up. It's better going with friends. I highly recommend that. Going alone is okay, but a lot of times you have people who don't pay attention to what's going on around them, and they won't notice that you're healing them. But if you go with a friend who's a high DPS, like somebody who's pure DPS or whatever, it's the blast. It's a blast. Or with another healer. If you go with another healer, that's it. Automatic, you know, pwn face, because it's going to be hilarious. I went with a friend of mine who is a resto druid. We went into AV. Both her and I, between the two of us, did over 4 million heals in the AV. We kept up like 20 people. The horde could not freaking kill. I can't remember the guy's name, Stonewall, whatever his name is. They could not get past that pass that they come up to go into the Alliance camp. They couldn't get past there because we kept keeping everybody up. It was awesome. We actually ran out of mana. That's how much time we had. We had to swap out because we actually ran out of mana. I was hoping for somebody to kill me so I can get a full bar. So, I'm telling you, it's best time ever.
Okay, I will resolve to go in as a resto druid and see if I can.
Telling you, you're gonna have a great time.
It's fun.
Okay. All right, and I am planning on doing one more gear list. Here's the best of the best to quickly get yourself up and ready for Ice Crown 5-mans. I am planning on doing one, and that's probably gonna be my swan song as far as gear lists go, because shit's just changing too fast for me to really want to spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah, agreed.
On the other hand, I still get people who email me going, "Hey, gear. I mean, all this stuff. What do I pick from?" It's like, what do you say? Well, you can start by doing Argent tournament stuff at 78 and get yourself that nice staff.
Good.
And then you can go do this and go do that, and as soon as you do, somebody's gonna say, "Well, what about this drop?" Well, I agree. There's a lot of choices you can get, and they're all fairly decent.
Yeah, get one different drop, and now everything changes because you got to rebalance your hit and whatever for everything.
Yeah.
So a static gear list just won't work anymore. There's too much variety.
No, and that's why I try to just put out that one thing. Here are the rules. Here's your hit rating. Here's your expertise. Here's what you want. Here's how important armor is. Here's how important dodge is. Defense rating, and knock yourself out. I let's be honest. Do you remember how it was? Hey, everybody keeps talking about how it's WoW's 5th anniversary. And thankfully, I've avoided talking about it on my blog, and here I am ruining it here. But, I mean, it's been 5 years, and the people who were playing 5 years ago, everybody knows everything now. Does it feel like that sometimes? It's like, you mentioned something, and somebody else is like, I don't know if it's MMO Champion single-handedly educating the entire world, them and Elias Jerks. It's like Elias Jerks tells you how the theory behind your character goes, and then MMO Champion tells you, okay, here's all the latest news. Yep, here's all the new stuff. Here you go. But everybody just seems to know what they're doing now.
Much more so than it used to be.
And I like it. Okay. There's some kind of weird sound effect going on in the background of somebody's system.
It's your cat's meowing.
This drumming noise. And you know, on that note, I think I'm going to say thank you to all of you for being on this podcast. Mandy, I hope that this was everything that you hoped for and none of what you really should have been led to expect.
It was worth the investment.
But I truly want to thank you for donating so generously for the Raid for the Cure. We had a lot of wonderful people donate. Just obviously the whole thing, and people are probably going to be freaking going, I can't believe they didn't really talk about Raid for the Cure. But you know what? That wasn't a She-Devil's thing. Really, that was just, you know, we said, hey, this sounds like this would be a fun idea, and it really show how much, you know, we love and support Julie and everything. And I mean, really, that was everybody who took part in it. We were just there. We just went along for the ride, so.
Yeah, I had to invest because around the same time I discovered that my uncle has cancer and that my mother has white blood cells on the brain. So I was kind of in the mood to donate when the Raid for the Cure call went out.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. I hope that they're going to be okay.
Yeah, life happens. A little better for the worse, but it's always good to donate and try and help.
Yep. That's the one thing that really came out for me in this entire thing. It may have started because of Julie letting us know what she was going through and everything, and just wanting us to try and tell people that we know, raise that awareness and doing what we can. But the more I talk to people who would donate, and the more I get emails from people, and the more I talk to people in the game who are joining the Raid for the Cure channel and stuff, the more it pretty much became clear that I know a lot of people who have had various forms of cancer directly impact their lives in one way or the other. Mm-hmm. It's far more widespread than I ever dreamed. And it's part of why there was such a big response, I think, because it has affected so many people's lives. It's definitely a lot larger than I ever imagined. Kind of scary in its own way, too. So, I certainly had a lot of awareness brought to my attention. Now I feel like I need to go get checked out.
And you should,
yeah, it's like I've been trying to get my friends to get vaccinated for HPV, which is one of the major causes for women getting cancer.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just aren't aware of it.
Yes, so ladies and gentlemen, get yourself tested, please.
Thank you very much for donating. And I will say that, considering that you could have asked for a fluffy pink moonkin or any of the other prizes, that you chose to be here is either very flattering to us or a sign that you are a truly sick and twisted individual.
A bow, not for being a guild master for 2 years, yeah.
Yes, being a guild leader has rotted your brain. But
yeah,
Thank you very much for joining us. I gotta say it's been a lot of fun. And I think that's gonna do it for this show. If you have any questions that you at home in the audience would like to ask us, you can let us know by leaving a comment. We have this website, sdgonewild.wordpress.com. And as I'm sure it has been readily apparent by now, we do not have a regular posting schedule, and you never know when we might do another podcast, but hopefully we're not going anywhere anytime soon. We're still around. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for joining us, and see you next week.
That's the best joke the whole show. Thank you all, guys. It was awesome as usual. So see you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Right, take care. Bye.